This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. International Women's Day is being celebrated today. It is a day when women are recognized for their achievements across national, ethnic, linguistic, cultural, economic, or political boundaries. The theme of International Women's Day 2025 is For All Women and Girls, Rights, Equality, Empowerment. This year's theme calls for action to unlock equal rights, power, and opportunities for all, and an inclusive future where no one is left behind. Minister of Women and Child Development is holding a national-level conference at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi on the theme, Nari Shakti Se Viksit Bharat. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the conference. A high-level panel discussion will follow inaugural this session. Three technical sessions will be organized, bringing together renowned women leaders from different walks of life. A unique digital media and interactive zone will showcase contributions of women in shaping a progressive India through real-time discussions, multimedia exhibits and storytelling initiatives. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be in Navsari district of Gujarat today to attend the Lakhpati Didi Sammelan at Vansi Borsi. Mr. Modi will disperse 450 crore rupees in financial assistance to more than 2.5 lakh women from over 25,000 self-help groups. More than 1 lakh Lakhpati Didis from Navsari, Valsad and Dang districts will be present at the event. Recently, Prime Minister encouraged women across India to share their inspiring life journeys on the Namo app open forum ahead of International Women's Day. As a special initiative, Mr. Modi announced that selected women would take over his social media accounts on the 8th of March to amplify their voices and experiences. This initiative aims to celebrate women's contributions and inspire others by showcasing their journey of empowerment, perseverance and success. Akashvani News is celebrating International Women's Day today in a unique way, with all English and Hindi news bulletins being presented by women news readers for 24 hours. All 45 main and hourly bulletins, as well as news magazine programs in English and Hindi, are being read by women news readers. The entire functioning of English and Hindi newsrooms during the daytime today will also be handled by all women staff of the News Services Division of Akashvani. A special panel discussion program will also be broadcast from 9:15 p.m. to 10 p.m. today on International Women's Day by Akashvani News. Railways Ministry has said that there has been over five-fold increase in women loco pilots in railways. Railways had been a male-dominated sector due to its difficult operational challenges. However, women are breaking the glass ceiling in this sector too. Women have also entered the domains like loco pilot, station master, trackman, signal maintenance, guard and gangman. The present strength of women employees in railways is over 1 lakh, which is about 8.2% of the total strength of railways. In 2014, there were 371 women loco pilots, which has risen to 1,828 now. Most number of women loco pilots are from Uttar Pradesh, followed by Telangana and Tamil Nadu. Surekha Yadav is the first woman loco pilot in Asia. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri held bilateral Foreign Office consultations with Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Andrei Rudenko yesterday. During the consultations, the two sides reviewed the entire gamut of bilateral ties and also shared perspectives on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Both sides took stock of progress on implementation of decisions taken at the 22nd annual summit held in Moscow in July last year. During the visit, Foreign Secretary also held meetings with Deputy Chief of Staff of the Russian Presidential Executive Office, Maxim Orshkin, aide to the Russian President, Yuri Ushkinov, and Deputy Minister of Industry and Trade, Alexei Gruzdov. In Women's Premier League T20 cricket, Gujarat Giants defeated Delhi Capitals by 5 wickets in Lucknow last night. Chasing 178 for victory, Gujarat Giants reached the target with 5 wickets in hand and 3 balls to spare. Earlier, put into bat Delhi Capitals scored 177 runs for 5 in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.